Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are just a few days away from their final preseason game against the New York Jets on Thursday night. And, of course, the big matchup to watch there will be between Tim Tebow and Matt Barkley as they battle for that third quarterback spot. Today, head coach Chip Kelly explained that both quarterbacks still have a lot to prove in the preseason finale.
No, our opinions aren't formed. It's one more time for game opportunities. Obviously, I think especially with the quarterback position, practice is different just because they're wearing red jerseys. You know, when they're not hit, I think when you get them out there in a game, it's another opportunity to get a legitimate evaluation of them. So there is a lot of weight in it.
Eagles fans will also be keeping a close eye on the roster bubble on Thursday night. One of those players is wide receiver Rashid Bailey, a local product who, according to head coach Chip Kelly, has not yet seen a stage that's too bright.
And I think that's a positive because he's not overwhelmed or overcome because he's playing in his hometown or playing for his favorite team growing up. I think he's really focused on what he has to do, and that's improve on a constant basis. You know, sometimes you worry about that when you get a guy in that situation. Is he just going to press and try to do too many things? And, you know, that remarked in our first game, he was extremely calm, went out there and made plays against the Colts, and I think that's it's been impressive for him because it's obviously a different situation than anybody else is in. So.
Catching up with Bailey after today's training session, the wide receiver spoke about not feeling any added pressure despite playing for his hometown team.
I have no time to get caught in emotions. I have no time to say, oh, I'm that Philly kid, because sometimes that could be a burden. You know, looking around this locker room, I see a lot of big people, a lot of big names, and I want to be that one day. In order for me to be that way, I have to be here every day working hard like nothing else matters. And me being from this city, it means so much to me. But at the same time, I cannot wear that on my sleeve. I have to come in here every day and do my job.
Another player on that roster bubble is running back and special teams man Kenyon Barner, who knows that he still has one more game to showcase his talents.
That was another game, man. You never do enough. You know, there's always more that you can do, always more that you can correct, always more that you can get better. You know, don't get too high, don't get too low. That's my mindset. Just go out and do the best that I can, make plays, capitalize on the opportunity that these guys give me.
Of course, many of the Eagles veterans will not suit up on Thursday night, but veteran center Jason Kelce is looking forward to the competition between Tim Tebow and Matt Barkley, not necessarily for the competition standpoint, but just to see how each quarterback thrives in this Eagles offense.
I'm interested in seeing them both play. I like both of those guys. They're great team guys. You know, I'm not necessarily interested in the competition aspect of it. I'm just interested in watching, you know, our offense go out and play.
As for linebacker D'Amico Ryans, he's already looking ahead to the Eagles' Monday night regular season opener in Atlanta as he looks to get back on the field after a season-ending Achilles injury suffered last November.
Yeah, of course. I'm ready to get back out there, get back after missing, you know, like half the season last year. Of course, I'm ready to get back out there, get back into the action. But it'll be a fun time for me, and it'll be a good time. Probably have a lot of family there, seeing that it's pretty close to Alabama, so probably have a lot of family there.
The Eagles also finalized their 75-man roster today ahead of the 4 o'clock deadline. As running back Kevin Menungai was waived, linebacker Emmanuel Acho was waived injured with a thumb injury, and rookie cornerback Ja'Cory Shepherd was moved to season-ending IR with a torn ACL. For all the latest on the Eagles, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.